The unseen matrix, hidden in plain view, but most people never see it. What is it? What is the unseen matrix, this hidden in plain view? Well, the unseen matrix has agents or gatekeepers at every door, in every institution. Every institution has a gatekeeper, whether it's a church or whether it's a corporation or whether it's a some kind of society thing where people get together. There's always a gatekeeper. No matter where you go, you're hemmed in by these gatekeepers. What's the purpose of the gatekeeper? The gatekeeper is put in place to keep you under stress and try to put you in fear and try to put you in a works-based mindset. Works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. They're always putting you back under law. They're always putting you back under, you got to perform, you got to produce, you got to do this, you got to do that. And they never stop. If you go to church, we need you to do this, we need you to do that. Every time the doors are open, you better be here, or you're not right with God. When you are right with God by faith. And then the corporations want you to sacrifice your health, your family, and everything else. And then if you join some kind of club, chess club, or any kind of club, they want all your time. If you get married, your mother-in-law, she's trying to put you back under law. They try to give you a honey-do list, you know, works. If you join a secret society or fraternity, it's works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. You got to keep up with the Joneses, you know. If you were to join a fraternity, you're in the root word is brotherhood. So some of the people in the fraternity are lost, so you're in brotherhood with the devils, with the demons. That's what they want. They want you under a draconian, works-based devil. The leaders don't understand grace. They're under law. There's no grace in the system. It's all blue letter law. The only reason they give grace to somebody is if they're a flying monkey or if they make them look good. As soon as you mess up, they step on you. If you rise above them, they try to pull you down. If you rise below, they step on you. That's the deal, people. They want you in the status quo. It's not a joke. It's the unseen matrix. I don't care where you go. No matter what institution, marriage, church, corporations, government, business, education. You got to do that homework. You got to study. You got to make a passing grade. You got to do this. You got to meet this exam. You got to get this deadline. You got to do this paper before such and such a date. Stress, worry. You know, after you get out of college, you have nightmares for years because you got to pass that exam's coming up. It's a program to put you under works-based salvation. You got to work hard. You got to do something. Now they even got it on your body. You got to wear that mask. And they reinforce it with people in the world saying, you better wear a mask. Stupid. You go shopping now. You got to follow a bunch of rules just to go shopping. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, rules, a list. always some kind of list to do, right? You got to do this. They want to take away your peace and your rest and your identity. It's so obvious once you see through it. If you stay aware of it, you'll see it. No matter where you go, you got to meet up. Okay, so and they change the rules and they change the game plan. They always changing the rules. They change the board game because nobody can keep it. They can't keep it. They can't do it. So they change the rules. So what is it? What is it? It's a facade. It's a 28-day facade. Eve, the mother of all living, dropped us down into the cycle. So every 20, they don't want you to be free. The Draconian system, the Draco-Ma system, the machine, doesn't want you resting, doesn't want you to be free. It wants you always producing something, always. When the production is the inner man, but they want you producing on the outside. And if you're not producing on the outside, you're not worthy. They want you producing on the outside when God wants you producing on the inside, renewing your mind, renewing your heart. They don't care about the inside. They don't care about, they just want you producing on the outside. Paul was a tent maker. Now think about it. Elijah was out in the woods. John the Baptist out in the woods. Eating off the land. Living off the land. It's so obvious what's going on. The debt money system's to keep you in debt. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a debt money system. The purpose of the debt money system is to keep you in stress and worry and underwater. You're treading water. So the money system, the financial system, the stock market crashing, it's always going down. But there's a little bit of hope, but they always pull the rug out from under you. It's always there. The narcissist is a prime example. The demonic narcissist. You think everything's good, and then they say something off the roof that don't even make sense, and they actually are trying to everything that you thought was built up, they destroy on purpose. The demon in them. It's just a cycle. When you see through this, you see it in everything. I'm trying to find the words to explain that it's in everything. Your taxes are due. Your registration is due. You got to change that oil. The whole system. It's a downward spiral. When you learn to overcome by dying daily, they don't know what to think about that. The only way you're going to make it in this second law of thermodynamic system, it's a dead system. It's a 666 cube dead flesh mind system. So the only way you're going to make it is to go ahead and die daily before they cut you. If you die to the system has no more power on you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when they come up to you and say, you got to do this, you say, what do you mean? I go, who said that? What are you talking about? Well, you better meet up to this standard. I actually got this thing in the mail today. I checked my mail today. It says to-do list. I got a to-do list from AT&T. Here's my to-do list. I just saw it sitting here. Enjoy amazing TV. Bundle and save with super fast internet. Get a reward card. Get a reward card. Switch to AT&T. That's on a to-do list. To-do. See why they hate faith alone in the finished work of Jesus so much? Because they've been brainwashed by AT&T, by their school, by the military, by the corporations, by the churches, the honey-do list. I mean, you're being brainwashed every day. You've got to do something to get your identity when you're already seated, not standing, but seated in the heavenlies in Christ. It's finished. It's finished. And they don't even hear what I'm saying. They can't even understand what I'm saying. They will argue that what I'm saying don't even make sense. They can't hear this. They don't understand it. Because they've been brainwashed by the system so much, every moment of every day, that they got to do something to get to heaven. When Jesus already paid it, before the foundation of the world, before you were ever even conceived or born or anybody was, it was already finished way back before the creation. It was done. But they have these to-do lists. They mail you in the snail mail to do something. Check it off. It's got little boxes to check it off. Not even joking. It's ridiculous. It's insane. It's insane. It's insanity. You're being programmed away from faith alone in the finished work of Christ. That's the whole point. That's the unseen matrix. You're being programmed to not rest in Jesus, but you have to do something. You're programmed from a child away from faith alone in the finished work. You're being programmed. That's the matrix I'm talking about. You're being programmed as works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. And so when you cut the music off and cut their TV off and cut the noise off and ask God to reveal it to you, He'll show you. You're in a Cain system. The system is Cain. C-A-I-N. The AI flesh mind is Cain. The spirit mind is Abel. He rested in the sacrifice that Christ did on the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world. You're being programmed into a works-based salvation. I don't do these videos because I have to. I do them because God gives me a message or I feel like doing it. Not because I want to do it or have to do it. I mean, not because I have to do it, but because I want to do it. I'm not under obligation. If you want to call it obligation, you want to see people get saved, I'm under the obligation of my soul wanting to see people get free from Babylon. That's the only obligation, is because I want to see people get free. Free from the Decepticons, free from the insanity, free from Jezebel, free from Delilah, free from all the system lies. The cube is like a box with mirrors in it, and everything you look at is reflecting back. And so as long as you're in a works-based mindset, everything around you is works-based. But when you get into a grace mindset, you can see past the box. You can unfold the box. And when you unfold the box, you see the cross. That's what I'm saying. You got to take up your cross, because these people are so embedded. They're their umbilical cord or umbilical cord is tied to the works-based system, and they live and feed off of it. And if you don't, they don't understand you, and they try to pull you in to that system. It's unseen. They don't even know they depend on it. They get their identity out of their works and not their identity in Christ. And so it's a part of who they are. It's their whole total core being. So when you don't worship their works, when you don't recognize their works, when you don't lift them up because of their good deeds, they hate you because you're not worshiping their works. Do you understand? That's the issue. That's the narcissistic Jezebel issue. That's the queen bee system that you're in. It's so wild. I don't even know if you could make a movie about it, because nobody would understand it, because very few people can see it. You're being programmed that you got to do something everywhere you go. The post office, everywhere. You got to do it this way. You got to cross every T and dot every I. You got to be perfect. Perfectionism. That's what we're in. And nobody can be perfect, but they think they can because they have deluded their own self. They're in delusions because the flesh mind is nothing but delusions. It's not even real. It's a fake reality. The purpose of the law, the Ten Commandments, was to show you that you can't do it, to wake you up and push you towards grace, because you can't keep the Ten Commandments. You can't keep all the rules that they set. You can't do it. And the ones that say that they can, they're lying. They're deceiving their own selves. When you punch that time clock, remember what I said. This is happening. You'll see it happening in your day. You'll see it. If you pay attention, you'll see it every day. At least once a week. You'll see it all the time. It's everywhere. It's the unseen Draco Ma Matrix.